Well, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We've got a lot of things going over here for you today. A lot of things in the state of Florida we got to cover. But first, let's get started with the top stories in the news. We've got George Santos. He's the New York Republican who, you remember, he's just caught out in lie after lie after lie after lie. He has now recused himself from committee assignments due to the ethics issues. So he will not be on any committees, apparently. So he's just going to make $175,000 a year to vote on the floor whenever there's a floor vote. And that's about it. Gets to vote yay or nay on stuff. Alec Baldwin has been formally charged with involuntary manslaughter in the Rust shooting. Rust Armorer was also charged in connection with this, with the fatal shooting over there. And it'll be interesting to see what happens with this case, because there has been accidents in Hollywood in the past, you know, where somebody, I mean, Brandon Lee, Bruce Lee's son, was shot and killed by on set. And there was never any kind of formal charges done or anything like that. So it'll be interesting to see what happens as far as the fallout goes from this thing. Now, granted, Brandon Lee was shot and killed by it was a blank, but it was a piece of the blank that went out of the gun and killed him. But still, it'll be interesting to see what happens if he is punished. I mean, he's being charged, but, you know, it depends on what the punishment is. Then, you know, we mentioned on Friday, maybe you missed it, but on Friday, we're talking about how, you know, sometimes we get really political when it comes to certain issues, energy and gas prices being one of them, because you often get, and it's like one of these things where you get this hypocritical viewpoint where, depending on who the president is, will often depend on the narrative from the mainstream media. Seemingly, whenever the gas prices are up super high, the mainstream media is like, it's not presidents. The president can't control that stuff. And, you know, they'll always be like that. But yet, a lot of us are always pointing out like, well, no, the president's policies have something to do with gas prices. So anyway, as it comes to gas prices, there is the administration, the Biden administration, for months now has been saying it's not our fault gas prices are going up. It's Russia. It's international things going on, right? And in the meantime, people say, no, it's your policies partly. Yes, some of it's Russia, some of it's policies. And then the Biden administration comes back and goes, it's not just our policies. And it's not just Russia, it's the greed from big oil. And then people go back and go, no, it's your policies. Well, there's a little bit of truth in all of it. Yes, it's part of the policies, getting rid of the XL pipelines and stuff that already started causing the gas prices to go up, the oil prices to go up. Then the Russia invading Ukraine thing definitely caused the oil prices to spike. But we can't have a blind eye to big oil either. We covered on Friday that that there was a massive profits from one of the big oil companies. Now today, Exxon just announced that they profited $56 billion, yet another record. So I can't remember the one on Friday, but there was a big oil company announced on Friday. It was a record profits for the company. They doubled their profits from the previous year. Exxon, nearly the same thing, nearly doubled the profits from the previous year. It's a record $56 billion in profits. So you can't say it's just Biden's policies. It's not just Russia invading Ukraine, and it's not just big oil. It's a combination of all of it. And it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We are seeing some slow moving traffic. We do have an accident on Gulf Breeze Parkway. This is going to be at Gondolier Boulevard with a roadblock causing some delays in the eastbound direction on 98. As you're getting out of Gulf Breeze proper, heading towards that intersection, you're going to see a heavier than normal slow traffic, as well as leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on the bridge. Highway 90 is slow moving in the eastbound direction. We also have some slow-moving traffic at the intersection of North Pace Boulevard and West Fairfield Drive. This is due to an accident at that intersection, so expect some delays. See something else? Just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. A couple other top stories in the news here for you. The United States has pledged more advanced military support for South Korea. They're going to respond to more of North Korea's nuclear threat by increasing the military presence in South Korea. And also, South Korea is vowing to step up more drills to counter North Korea's aggression as well. Now, the Russia-Ukraine update here. Vladimir Putin, or his ally, has boasted sanctions, boasts that any sanctions against Russia have failed miserably. This would be from Turkey, basically saying that, yeah, it looks like none of those sanctions really did anything to slow down Russia's advancement in Ukraine. Then apparently there's a big labor protest going on in France. The protests have grown to 1.27 million people being involved with it. Wow. COVID is slowing down in China. You know, it was a big spike there. It was starting to become a concern. People were wondering whether or not it was going to affect the United States. We even have flight restrictions or flight regulations, I guess you would say, coming from China. So now it's apparently slowed down quite a bit. U.S. airline canceled over 1,000 flights due to a winter storm that's hitting. And Department of Justice has subpoenaed Tesla, particularly pertaining to their autopilot feature. Concerned a little bit with that, as I guess they want to know more about what they have going on as it pertains to their self-driving cars and their capabilities. And then, you know, there's been some accidents recently occurring because of the self-driving function. So they want to get onto that stuff. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Coming up next, top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We've been talking about ChatGPT. It's an artificial intelligence and how well it's growing. On late last week, in case you missed it, we covered a story how this ChatGPT actually passed the business exam to get a master's, an MBA, and it did it at a higher rate than most people are able to pass it. And so they're saying it's learning all the time. It's getting smarter and smarter and smarter, so much so it might start taking some jobs. We'll talk about that in about 8 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3.
Top trending news, I'm Joe Ford. President Biden will ask the Speaker of the House to commit to avoid default during a meeting tomorrow. That's according to a White House memo written by the National Economic Council Director and the Office of Management. Kevin McCarthy tweeted he has received the memo, but he's not interested in political games. House Republicans are moving to end the COVID-19 emergency declaration put in place at the start of the pandemic. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise said lawmakers will vote to officially end the public health emergency this week. The Biden administration announced plans yesterday to end the emergency in May. Embattled New York Congressman George Santos is recusing himself from sitting on committees. Santos said he won't serve on the two House committees he was recently assigned until investigations into his campaign and personal finances are finished. And Bobby, I saw the story. I just loved it. So there was a high school in Virginia, Churchland High School. Their JV basketball team, girls basketball team, had a game on January 21st. Apparently they were one player short. So rather than literally getting any appropriately aged student to just sit at the end of the bench, they decided for some reason that the assistant coach would impersonate that player on the team, and they actually played her video of that game. You know, she played pretty well. You know, she was blocking all kinds of shots and then doing all sorts of things that you would expect an assistant coach to do against 13-year-old girls. But, yeah, so they found out about it, and they fired her. So.
Oh, my goodness. Well, there you go.
Hope it was worth it.
Hope it was worth it. Exactly. Holy smokes. That seems like a fun thing to do, right? But there's eligibility requirements that. So,
and you feel, I don't know who all went along with it. I mean, but, it's like, so the team's not going to play in any more games. So they canceled the rest of the season. So, there's, obviously other girls on that team don't get to finish out the season. But, I don't know who approved that. And, I'd be asking questions of the head coach as well, not just the assistant.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, yeah, that would definitely be part of it too. Is asking the coach for the head coach, and then because there's all kinds of, eligibility. This isn't like church basketball,
yeah,
or church baseball, softball, or any of that kind of stuff. This is sanctioned sports from the state. And you're just going to throw in adult.
What would happen if, the assistant coach who was impersonating the player, what if she injured somebody? Or there was an issue with, somebody was getting into a fight and she steps in? There's just all sorts of issues that could come out of that.
Well, let's just put it like this. What if the assistant coach was a former WNBA player?
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden there's other players who aren't able to score as well. They're maybe trying to get a scholarship offer, and they've got scouts out there, and all of a sudden they're like, "Hey,
she's terrible. What? Why are we recruiting her for?"
Yeah, exactly. We can go for that person.
I'm gonna go for that one. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. There's all kinds of problems with that. I mean, I don't know what they were thinking, to be honest, because there's eligibility rules and stuff where when a student can be declared ineligible because of recruiting violations, because of, there's all kinds of different things when students have to be determined whether or not they're eligible to play. Why would you think an adult can just step right in and take the place of a student? It just doesn't make any sense. So somebody wasn't thinking with that one for sure. Did you see the Sean Payton trade? Looks like he's going to land.
I don't know, man. If I'm Sean Payton, the Broncos just aren't doing it for me. He's got such a cushy job at Fox right now. I'd give it another year, man. If he loves living out in LA, it's where he was from, and I'm just kind of lurking around out there to see if, the Chargers maybe don't make a move after the next year, or just another team out there, because I'm just out on the Russell Wilson experience, and I'm just out on that, and I don't want anything to do with that.
The crazy thing is that his family, his kids and everything are in Texas, from what I understand.
Mm-hmm.
And so the rumors were, the reason why he stepped away from the Saints last year is because he was hoping he was going to land the Dallas job. Dallas decided they're going to keep their coach. Well, stick around for one more year. It might be likely that position is going to be open next year.
Yeah, and then the team that, the Saints wouldn't be owed any sort of compensation from your new team after this year. So, I don't know. You've got the itch to coach. I get it. But, I'm probably just sitting out another 12 months and just, living life out on the beach.
Yeah, it just doesn't really make sense. But, there we go. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, let's get traffic on the fives.
We are seeing slow-moving traffic on 98. This is due to an accident. We do have an accident with a roadblock right at Gondolier Boulevard, so that is causing our everyday afternoon slowdown to be a bit heavier than usual heading eastbound on 98. Also, Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Expect your everyday afternoon slowdowns on the bridge due to construction. I-10 and I-110 showing no delays. If you see something else, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Coming up here next, I do want to talk about this ChatGPT. It's learning more and more and more, and now to the point where it might start taking jobs. That's next right here on News Radio 92.3.
Do you believe in magic in a young girl's heart?
Sense Call right now. Bobby Ross here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here in about a minute and a half, we got your Fox News update, followed by your sports hit. So ChatGPT, this thing is starting to get a little bit of buzz, like a big buzz. There are actually some governments now that have started banning ChatGPT. This is an artificial intelligence program that is constantly learning, and it's so much so where they believe like it's already been able to pass like the master's business program or something like that. It's already been able to, it scored higher than most humans on the MBA exam. That's what it did. It scored higher than most humans on the MBA exam. They believe pretty soon it's going to be able to pass a doctorate. And so it's already banned in New York City schools. Teachers and leaders are concerned that kids will get a hold of this ChatGPT and use it to cheat on exams and use it to cheat on pretty much anything because it's smarter. But that being said, they believe down the road, very soon, it could actually be a teacher, the ChatGPT. It could take over software engineering. It could take over finance jobs. It could take over journalism, graphic design, many other jobs, but peril due to artificial intelligence. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hey, the Milton Mardi Gras Parade is coming up February 4th. The crew of Airship Pirates invites you to let the good times roll down Stewart Street in Milton and join the after party at Jernigan's Landing immediately following the parade. Live music vendors and lots of fun. For more information, go to newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com. Coming up here in about 10 minutes. Very interesting find, a historical find. It's amazing that, like, that was one of the things that intrigued me about the Clotilda that was discovered in the Mobile River. Well, it's like, how are we still, like, it surprises me, like, we're still able to find historic things in today's day and age. Like, it just feels like we would have found everything by now. We would have discovered lost civilizations. We would have discovered, you know, but no, we're still finding things all the time. And so I'll talk about that in about 10 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3. And there is, also right after a sports hit, going to talk about Governor DeSantis weighing in on a few things going on out there as well. Top three stories here. The George Santos, the New York Republican, who, you know, what else do you call him other than the liar? Like, you're like, you know, the lying Republican. Everybody knows who you're talking about. George Santos. Yeah, that dude. He has recused himself from any House panels and committees amid ethics issues. So remember, there were a lot of people were calling for him to step down voluntarily. And some people were saying he should do the right thing. He should step down. I was like, this guy has no interest in doing that. He's making $175,000 a year base salary. He's not ever going to step down from that position. He's not really that interested in serving the people or, you know, being a voice for the people. Somebody who has that kind of history of lying is only interested in himself and benefiting himself. Sure enough, with him stepping down from committees, he's trying to act like, oh, I'm stepping down from committees. You know, So basically now he's making $175,000 a year to, quote, represent the people, but he's not going to have really a say in committees on passing bills or pushing bills through or trying to push legislation through. Now he's just there to vote. Now he's just in D.C. to vote yes or no on things that actually come to the floor. So, I mean, like, it'll be interesting to see what his voting record is, right? Like, how many votes will he miss? This guy, man. Anyway, continue on. Alec Baldwin is being formally charged with involuntary manslaughter in the Rust shooting, and the United States has pledged more advanced military support for South Korea. Yeah, that's right. Not Ukraine, South Korea, as a deterrent to North Korea's aggression. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. The NBA is on TNT tonight with the Lakers against the Knicks at 6:30, followed by the New Orleans Pelicans against the Denver Nuggets at 9 o'clock. NCAA men's basketball is on ESPN2 at 6 o'clock. Texas A&M plays Arkansas. Also at 6 o'clock on ESPN is Wake Forest against Duke. FS1 has number 24 UConn against DePaul at 7 o'clock. And then the late games, 8 o'clock on ESPN, you've got Kentucky against Ole Miss. And on ESPN2 at 8 o'clock, number 21, Indiana University takes on Maryland. And NHL hockey is going to be on NHL Network at 6 o'clock. LA plays Carolina. ESPN Plus has Washington against Columbus Blue Jackets and Ottawa against Montreal. And then in sport, well, I'll get you your sports news right after traffic on the fives.
98 eastbound leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. Expect some afternoon delays, a bit heavier than usual as we did have an accident at Gondolier Boulevard. Scene of the accident is going, or excuse me, slowdowns are going to start up right around the Pensacola Beach sign and then clear up at the scene of the accident at Gondolier Boulevard. Other than that, we're looking good on I-10 and I-110 and just have typical delays on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. If you see something else on the roads or have details, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Well, the big news in the sports world is that the New Orleans Saints officially traded, or have agreed to trade, Sean Payton, their head coach, to Denver. So they have the rights to him for another year. And so if he wants to coach again, the only way he could coach is if the Saints traded his rights. And sure enough, Denver took it. They're going to give first round picks for 2023 and 2024 to the Saints in order to get Sean Payton over there. So hopefully trying to get him in there to be able to help Russell Wilson and turn the team around very quickly. In the meantime, the Houston Texans have hired their new head coach. DeMeco Ryans, the former star linebacker for the Texans, will be their new head coach. The Ravens' backup quarterback, Tyler Huntley, is headed to the Pro Bowl after Josh Allen has dropped out. That's right. Tyler Huntley has two touchdowns, and he's the backup quarterback, and he's going to be in the Pro Bowl. All right, that sounds good. Chiefs AFC Championship had a record 53 million viewers. The Eagles NFC Championship, 47. Sorry. So 53 million viewers for the AFC Championship game. NFC Championship game, 47 million viewers. Probably would have been more than that, but after, you know, it started to get to be a blowout pretty early. People dropped off pretty quickly. Tennessee Titans are changing out their grass field for turf. They say that getting rid of the grass will help the health out of the players, which is interesting because you've got some coaches like Sean McVay of the Rams who is calling for the NFL to investigate turf because he believes that the turf is causing more injuries. Interesting. A slimmer Phil Mickelson says he was embarrassed by his play in the LIV golf tournament last year and expects to play better. Bubba Watson from here in Pensacola is eager to return to the Masters, and he's going to join the festivities as well. And Peacock Network has released a full Major League Baseball Sunday leadoff schedule for 2023. So we'll have Major League Baseball here pretty soon. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. That is your sports hit. Governor DeSantis has proposed political party affiliations for school board candidates. And I think this is an interesting one. I used to not really have a strong feeling about this. I still don't have a very strong opinion about it, but I have shifted. I used to be like, I don't care about that. But now more and more I'm thinking, no, I think I do. And because the idea is for school board, it's always been, you know, unaffiliated political, you know, no political affiliation. And the idea behind it was politics shouldn't matter when it comes to school board stuff. Like, you know, why would you want to know somebody's politics? Well, it shouldn't be involved with that. But now we're seeing more and more with education, politics does matter, right? It does. And because there's, in fact, just today I was talking to somebody and about school and education, and there was a little bit of a debate going on about the role of private school, the role of charter school, and the role of public school, and who guides the education for public school, private school, charter school. You know, there's a lot of people, for example, who see a big benefit in private school, not just because they feel like it's a smaller classroom and therefore education can be taught that way, but because they want to have some sort of religious influence on education. And oftentimes, not always, obviously, but oftentimes those that want more religious education for their kids often lean Republican. And those that feel like, no, there shouldn't be any religious education at all, they often push public education. And so if you're looking at school vouchers, for example, school choice, oftentimes, not always, in fact, you're starting to see more and more Democrats advocating for school choice, but oftentimes in the past, school choice was always taken up by Republicans because they wanted to allow families to move their kids to private school to be able to have some sort of religious instruction as well. More and more now, you're getting Democrats supporting it because they want their kids to be in a school that is either safe or has some sort of educational standard that might be different than where they are currently in a district of. So, or currently, you know, in the boundaries of. And so you're starting to see more and more of these things. And I think when you talk about CRT now being in the school system, in the past it was, you know, any other kind of top-down legislation that comes from government, whether it be a math curriculum or anything like this, oftentimes understanding somebody's political affiliation, you may understand what they might do on the local level when it comes to implementing policies in this school district. So I've changed my mind about this. I do think now having political affiliation for school board members will help people make a decision about who they want to represent them in the school board. What are your thoughts? 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Governor DeSantis also demanding congressional probe on OANN and Newsmax being dropped. Word came out earlier this week that cable carriers, particularly, I think it was Dish Network this past week, dropped Newsmax and One America News Network. And he says things that Congress ought to investigate why and doing so. Oh, it's DirecTV. DirecTV is the one that dropped them. Now DirecTV says that basically their price was too high, and that's why they dropped them. They don't have enough viewership. Now, I guess what Governor DeSantis wants to do is make sure it wasn't politically motivated in any way, shape, or form. That there shouldn't be some sort of ideological reason to drop a network like that. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that to make sure. But at the same time, they are still private businesses like DirecTV, cable networks, Dish Network, all these, they're still private businesses. And so I don't know if there's so much you can do. You can't force somebody to carry a conservative network. You know, I don't know. That's That's still stepping across the free market lines as well. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. Plus, an amazing discovery happened down in Mexico. That's next on News Radio 92.3. Call right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get quick traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf, then we'll check in with Joe Ford over in the newsroom.
We're still seeing slowdowns on 98 eastbound. This is going to be due to an accident we had at Gondolier Boulevard that's causing some heavier than normal delays. Slow moving traffic is going to be right around Gulf Breeze proper as you're getting off of Shoreline Drive. That's when you're seeing those slowdowns. 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Expect slow moving traffic in the eastbound direction. If you see something else, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. Joe, what do we got going on in the news?
Yeah, Bobby, new reports say FBI agents searched the Penn Biden Center offices in mid-November after an initial discovery of classified documents. The FBI searched the location after President Biden's lawyers found several classified materials from Biden's time as vice president there on November 2nd. Vice President Kamala Harris will attend the funeral of Tyre Nichols in Memphis tomorrow. Nichols was beaten to death by Memphis police officers earlier this month, and footage of what happened was released last week. Embattled New York Congressman George Santos recusing himself from sitting on committees. He said he won't serve on the two House committees he was recently assigned to until investigations into his campaign and personal finances are finished. And we talked about this yesterday, DC Studios revealing its new projects for its upcoming slate. The first chapter of the new connected universe is called Gods and Monsters. The first project as a part of that universe is Superman Legacy, which will mark the start of the universe. That's expected July 2025. Other films in the chapter include The Authority, a new Batman called The Brave and the Bold, and also a separate Batman 2 with Robert Pattinson is set for October 2025. Of course, that movie is separate from that universe. So your thoughts on that?
Well, I guess we'll just have to see what the product is actually like, you know? I'm looking forward to the reboot. I think it is needed.
Definitely needed.
Definitely needed. And so it's going to be one of those situations where I think really it's going to depend on the first movie. You know, the first movie that comes out of this rebooted whatever franchise, if it's a bomb or just doesn't take off very much, then people aren't going to be excited about the future ones. You know, Man of Steel ended up being fairly good, but it still didn't. I liked it, but most people didn't. Like, it didn't take off like Iron Man did. You know, yeah. Iron Man launched the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and it just exploded. And they're going to need something like that, like on that level, or like an Avengers level that just got so much excitement. People wanted to go see it over and over and over again in the theater. And if they do that, then they're excited to see the rest of them. I think Marvel right now, you know, we've talked about this before, last four or five movies, they're just basically getting the viewers from their previous successes.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, absolutely.
It's just previous successes are why people are still going and seeing these. I don't talk to anybody who's like, I love this movie and I love that movie and I love this movie. I don't talk to anybody who thinks mm-hmm. that. But they keep seeing them because they're waiting for the next, they're hoping it'll be positive right. for the next one. So, all right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Before we get to today's sign of the apocalypse, real quick, a vast Maya kingdom was just discovered in the Guatemalan jungle. Archaeologists have identified a sprawling network of ancient ruins using laser mapping technology. They've even discovered some buildings that are 20 stories high that they've never seen before. It's amazing to me that in today's day and age, it's right on the border of Mexico and Guatemala. It's amazing that in today's day and age, we're able to discover new civilizations that we didn't know existed before. Like, It's just bizarre, but it's pretty cool. So looking at some of the pictures right there. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.